Unfortunately, we haven't been able to predict who gets the toxicity and who doesn't. As you said, these toxicities can occur late, sometimes 3, 6, 9 months after a patient starts the drug. And many times they're immune mediated. And that can be things like colitis, pneumonitis, sometimes hepatitis, although hepatitis tends to occur a little earlier, usually in the first month. But they can be severe. And unfortunately, at least so far, they're unpredictable when they happen and who they happen in.
Globally, what's your estimate on the likelihood that some kind of clinically significant autoimmune event will occur?
Well, if you look at the rate of, let's say, colitis, in drugs like Adalimumab, that's somewhere probably on the order of 10 to 25%. So not the majority of patients, maybe 1 in 5 will get some colitis at some point. In many patients, if you stop the drug, and sometimes we even give a little steroids and restart the drug, it won't recur. In some of the other PI3 kinase inhibitors, drugs like copanolizib and other drugs that are currently in development, like umbralizib, the severe colitis rate appears to be significantly less, and that's still kind of being evaluated, but maybe 5%, not really higher than 10% in most of these other PI3 kinase inhibitors.
What about sort of quality of life side effect issues? It sounds like your lady didn't have any.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. In the absence of these atypical side effects, meaning colitis, pneumonitis, a lot of patients have no side effects with these PI3 kinase inhibitors. So in between having these events, many patients tolerate these very well. They don't really cause much nausea or fatigue or rash or hair loss. So in the patients that tolerate them well, they actually tolerate them great. And many patients can go on these drugs for sometimes years without having a lot of adverse events.